And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma lawmakers have given Governor Kevin Stitt another 30 days of widely expanded powers. The catastrophic health emergency declaration is meant to help the governor deal with COVID-19. The extension was largely opposed by House Democrats, including Oklahoma City Rep. Forrest Bennett.
On the one hand, we are opening the state, suggesting that the powers that be think that the emergency is largely over. And on the other hand, we're being asked to extend these powers another 30 days. So, my question is, which one is it?
Majority Floor Leader John Eccles, Republican of Oklahoma City, says Stitt has so far used his powers wisely.
Nobody in here knows what's coming as we move to reopen this economy. Nobody. And I believe what protects citizens is to continue to give these powers.
The extension requires Stitt to submit a report on how he's used the powers so far by the end of this week. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter is warning Washington, D.C. that Governor Stitt is going rogue. In a letter to the Federal Department of the Interior this week, Hunter says the governor has no legal authority to enter into gaming compacts Stitt signed between the state and governments of two Indian tribes. Hunter and Stitt are both Republicans, but the rebuke of the governor was requested by fellow Republican leaders in the Oklahoma House and Senate. They say that the governor was not acting lawfully in signing the compact between the Comanche Nation, the Otoe Missouri tribe, and the state of Oklahoma. Stitt said he consulted with his office's general counsel and believes he acted within his authority as governor. The State Department of Health has reported 83 new COVID-19 cases with 9 additional deaths. 4,127 Oklahomans now have been confirmed to have been infected with the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. 247 have died. Oklahoma and Tulsa counties are now tied for the most deaths in the state, with 36. Nice day today, sunny with a high near 74, overnight a low around 51 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and storms beginning in the afternoon could become severe by the evening. A dry weekend, storms returning early next week. Right now, 53 degrees, mostly clear in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.